In the face of criticism that it is borrowing too much money, the government of Barbados has often said, though it is borrowing, it has been doing so on concessional terms from multilateral agencies. But now it says that the rise in international interest rates has been affecting the money we are being asked to pay back. Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge referred to the issue at his recent news conference.
You're borrowing at 1 and 2% rate from multilateral bank. You're not going to the market. Although there's a caveat to that, as I just showed, and something that Prime Minister started to flag with the international community that, for example, that those rates can rise and the multilateral development banks have to be aware of the impact they have on the same countries they are trying to help. So, for example, we had gotten money from World Bank, IDB, to help with the COVID recovery. So you got money from EIB and things to help our recovery during a crisis, and you got them at 1% average. Those are tied to LIBOR, the bank rate. And so as the rates in the market rise, we are finding that our rates are rising on the old debt that you borrow in time of crisis, right? Which, from a development point of view, doesn't make much sense. And so there's this need to start to think about how development banks and institutions will lend during crisis time, because you don't want the same funds you lend to become an issue later.
And Prime Minister Motley said more about the issue in a recent television interview abroad.
I can tell you this afternoon that I was looking at my interest costs alone. And last year for my loan for COVID, which I had to beg the World Bank for and get it as exceptional access because I'm a middle-income country whose income is too high, but China is a low-income country, that my interest rate on that loan has gone from 1.09% to 5.48% this year. Now, that's a 400% increase in 1 year. My loans at the IMF have gone from 1.077% to 3.916%. My loans at the Latin American Development Bank have gone from 1.9% to a range of 4.47% to 6.96%.
She added that at the Caribbean Development Bank, the interest rate has gone from 3.3% to 4.9%.
And I don't believe that there's anybody who has done this in the increase of interest rates on existing loans as an act of wickedness. But they have done it unconsciously. And they have allowed us to have to face increases of 200 to 400% in interest rates, not on new loans, but on existing loans. Existing loans where the old interest rates were guaranteeing them a rate of return and profitability. And something has to be fundamentally wrong when we are too large to fail. But if banks are too big to fail, institutions must not be too large to feel. And that is exactly how it feels.
Prime Minister Motley drew attention to some 52 countries on what has been described as debt row.
What will it take? Do we have to go through Paris and New York and Marrakesh and Dubai? And in the meantime, what happens to the people who are relying on this for jobs and for food and for healthcare? I didn't even get to education yet. And that is what concerns me. And I'm saying to you that we can't hide finance and treasury from development.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.